Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. Patients diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension often find themselves bounced back and forth between a variety of specialists. Cardiologists send them to pulmonologists, pulmonologists send them to cardiologists. Pulmonary hypertension has disease elements that are best treated by cardiologists and pulmonologists, but rarely are these patients treated by these specialists simultaneously. At UPMC, that's exactly what's happening. This multidisciplinary approach helps to make the diagnosis and treatment of this disease more efficient and convenient.
The biggest challenge in pulmonary hypertension is that it's a fairly rare disease. And when patients develop it, they typically develop symptoms that are confused with other very common diseases, such as asthma, or even just that the patient is out of shape.
It's not uncommon, again, to have patients who see a cardiologist and they say, this is your lungs that's the problem. And they may see their pulmonologist and they may say that it's actually their heart that's the problem. And oftentimes patients bounce back and forth and end up being very frustrated because they don't get a clear answer. Here at UPMC, patients can present and see both a cardiologist and a pulmonologist, where they can then get a unified set of recommendations and get a definitive diagnosis made. So here at UPMC, our comprehensive pulmonary hypertension program utilizes state-of-the-art diagnostics to help make the appropriate diagnosis of the patient. We have everything from non-invasive imaging, such as echocardiography, such as CT scans and other types of MRI imaging, but then we also have novel ways of examining the patient with cardiac catheterization. Unlike most places, our invasive testing involves exercise, so a patient can actually be exercised during their invasive or non-invasive procedure. And this gives us a better handle on what is really the cause of their shortness of breath.
At the same time, we're doing a number of different investigational strategies, including high-fidelity measurements of pulmonary hemodynamics. These are combined with more novel imaging techniques, including novel echocardiographic or MRI techniques, so that we are getting a really tremendously thorough evaluation of the patient, both at the time of presentation and then during various stages of therapy, so that we can gauge the success.
UPMC is quite unique with regard to investigative studies. We have a number of large phase 3 clinical trials that are available to patients, but we also have a large number of clinical trials that are currently being supported internally, meaning patients who have diseases for which they cannot receive FDA-approved therapy, they're able to actually get medicines to treat their underlying disease. Oftentimes patients, if they are in need of advanced care, can see both a cardiologist, a pulmonologist, and a transplant pulmonologist all in the same sitting.
We really find that it's tremendously important that we work closely with referring physicians. This starts really before we even see the patient, where we communicate directly with the referring physician to make sure that we understand the exact questions that are being asked of us and to gain any insights that the referring physician may have about that given patient. Following our evaluation of the patient, we have direct communication back to the referring physician, summarizing our initial thoughts. In the long run, what's key is that we attempt to establish a joint strategy for following that patient and determining how they're doing on therapy. And that includes us seeing the patient here, but very importantly, the referring physician continuing to see the patient on a regular basis.
UPMC's Comprehensive Pulmonary Hypertension Program treats an array of patients, ranging from straightforward cases to those whose disease is quite complex. Regardless of their disease state, each patient can be assured of improved communication between specialists, a more efficient diagnosis, and the rapid development of a treatment plan.